What's up, everybody? You're watching the Kardashian After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. On tonight's episode, we're talking about Kendall getting a new house, how Kris loves to art shame, and of course, these girls need outside help. Of course, we have our fan shout-out, our news and gossip, and so much more. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We got some stargazing, y'all.
Yeah.
Stargazing. Travis Scott. Astroworld.
Loving it. You listen to the album.
I listen to the album. I mean, I'm more of a Kanye than a Travis Scott, but you know, we gotta help out Kylie's baby daddy and listen to the album, alright?
I'm still Team Yeezy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
I am. Facts.
What's up, everybody? You are listening and watching our Kardashian After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. Of course, on tonight's episode, we'll talk about Kendall getting her new house, Kris loving to art shame, and the sisters need some outside help. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Jeff Koons.
Ooh,
Jeff
Koons. Koons. But before we get into the episode, I have to introduce this wonderful panel we have. We have Zach filling in for us tonight. How you feeling, Zach?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling ready.
Yes. Get all
He's feeling
this.
Himself.
I'm feeling myself.
I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling it too.
I'm bringing Kim K vibes right now. Feeling myself.
Rachel, how are you feeling over there?
Great, Howard. Thanks for having me. It's a good day.
Yes, always a great day. You just came back from Thailand.
I did.
Living
yes.
your best life.
Always.
Oh my gosh. You guys got to go to Rachel's Instagram to see that. But so let's talk about tonight's episode here, The Art of the Prank, Episode 2, Season 15. Oh my gosh. So we open it up with a little bit of James, I think his name Corbin from Late Night, where he was there, Kim was there. I think that was the episode where Kim drank that milkshake because mm-hmm. she didn't want to talk about Kylie. And I was like, oh, okay, this is cute. And James is like, are we doing the whole keeping up thing? Which I was like, we're just going to break the fourth wall? Like, okay,
yeah.
all right, let's
I mean,
get into
no,
it.
These big cameras are here for, what else would they be there for? And it, yeah, Corden. It was James Corden.
Corden.
I feel like we're starting to break the fourth wall a little bit this season. We yes. saw, like, cameramen in the background now. Like, we're not trying to hide it. We're, like, going full MTV yeah. Teen Mom OG.
Yeah. That's a great way to say
yeah.
it. Because Kim and Khloé even looked straight into the camera saying,
yeah.
we hate your therapist.
Right.
Like, if you're watching this, Courtney's therapist, we hate you. And it's like, yeah. oh. Shoot.
I guess
we're like
just
talking
yeah.
to production now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kris is making them look for some photos. Like,
can we talk about that for a
them
second?
To work.
It's like
Kris wanted the producers to find her baby books.
Mm-hmm.
So that just goes to show.
You know what, Rachel? In her defense, though, like she keeps the lights on for them. She keeps them employed. They don't need to do any other E shows because Kardashians run this network.
I
Absolutely.
Mean,
well, of course, but it's also like you're the mom. Shouldn't you know
right?
where your baby's baby books
don't
are?
Don't you have a room? I know there's one in my house.
But her life is so manufactured for TV now
that's
that she doesn't even know, like, you know, what scene she's in anymore.
Yeah. Just here.
Yeah, she has six kids and all of her now grandbabies are so many.
She wakes yes. up to lighting and cameramen. Like, that's her life now.
That's probably true. Mm, poor Kris.
Crazy.
So let's get into Kendall and getting this new house. We saw that it's in construction. She sold her last home because it kept getting, like, broken into. Wasn't in a gated community. Now this one we're hoping is in a gated community. But she has to move out. She's already moved out, pretty much. She sold it in 2 weeks. Construction. But now she needs to live with Kim.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim's like, yeah, come on in. And then next you know, Kim sells her house. So, where's Kendall gonna stay? Huh? All these sisters, these brothers she has, not including Brody and Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why go to Kim, though? Would that be your first pick? Like, if you guys had to choose a sister to stay with?
Duh. I mean, Kim, like, Kim yeah. and Kanye, like, I mean, goals right there.
That's true.
I'm just looking for my Kanye. So, if I get to live with him for a few weeks, like, sold.
Yeah, I'm actually really surprised Kris was so fast to be like, you can move in here.
Mm-hmm.
Because when she said that to Kim that one time to move in, she thought it was like for a couple months. Ended up being a couple years.
Time. Yeah.
So that was interesting how Kris was like, you can move back in here, honey. And I'm just like, Kris, you don't really mean that. You're just saying that to be a nice mom.
But like, why do we need to live with anybody? Like, why don't we just check ourselves into like a hotel?
That's
like,
true.
Rent
yeah.
a place? Like, we have options. We got bank. Like, we don't need to be banking with
she
Kim.
Needs to save her coins. She's probably traveling everywhere. Why get a hotel? I could just stay with my sister.
Who knew the Kardashians were so frugal?
Who knew?
She's like, I'm in Milan next week. I'm, you know, in France the other week. I'll just put my bed in my sister's house. Call
Done.
It a day.
Easy.
I loved it. It was cute. But then we also saw how Kim was trying to dodge the bullet and not even tell Kendall that she had sold her house in 2 weeks.
It wasn't even a big deal. I don't understand why Kim, you know, even said, like, I hate confrontation. But at the, you know, she has so many sisters to ask. Mm-hmm. Can I stay with you? Can I stay with you? Yes, she picked Kim first. But Kim just should have been like, hey, I'm moving too. This is exciting. So, yeah. You know, stay with Chloe. Stay with Kylie. Stay with someone.
It didn't even have to be a confrontation. Like, an easy text.
No.
DM her on Instagram. Like, we don't need to have a conversation. Like, just let her get the message. Yeah.
Well, Kim had no service, remember?
Oh, yeah. Service was spotty.
And that's what she said with Chris when she was laughing so hard. She's like, I think it's your service. So now we know, everyone, if Kim is ever like, oh, it's something regards to service, it's that when she's trying to dodge a bullet and not want to talk to you.
Next time I'm on the phone with her, I'll know. Thank you.
Good. Now you know.
Oh my gosh. Well, speaking of Chris and her whole, this art shaming thing, Chloe and Chris got into, well, not really into it, but Chloe went over there like she does her morning meetings and was mm-hmm. like, Chris was like, oh, here is a Jeff Koons.
Mm-hmm, Jeff Koons.
I didn't really know who he was either, so well, I'm with you, Chloe.
I mean, I saw the dog. I know the dog. I didn't know who
the Broad. It's from the Broad, the blue dog from the Broad Museum. One. That's the reason why I know Jeff Koons was because I've gone to the Broad Museum downtown, and so seeing that, it was a gold version of that big blue dog. Really? And so, oh yeah,
I know of the dog. I didn't know of Koons. I thought he was you know, I don't know, a rapper or something. But apparently he's an artist. But I loved the gold dog.
It was cute. It was a nice little accessory.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Aeropostale and get one on a keychain.
Can't get that at Aeropostale.
You don't know that.
Marshall's maybe, or, you know, doing a sale. No? Well, I try.
No.
It looks a little knockoff, Marshall. But we saw that Chloe was like, okay, am I supposed to know art? Chris had just learned art like a year or so ago. But Chloe comes together with Scott and was like, let's prank Mama, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Let's make these fake paintings. Let's make up this guy's name, Art
Vandelay.
Vandelay?
Yeah.
Vandelay. I was like, oh, this is a good one.
Yeah.
Scott's good for the pranks. I like that.
Scott just likes his camera time, let's be honest here. So if any way Scott can kind of dodge into being on the show, he's going to, be the,
you know
prank
what?
Master.
I'm going to defend Scott and say that he's just committed to his job. Because this is the only one he's got. And he knows. He's not trying to be a Lamar. He's not trying to be a Chris Humphries. Like, he knows. I know where my bread is buttered. I'm going to play nice with the Kardashians and play it up for TV. Mm. And I'm going to keep my job.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't get paid for babysitting Sophia Richie. So that's where he has to be on camera.
Pro bono. We're celebrities. We do good. Pro bono work. We
babysit. Shade. Shade of boots.
I know, but I really think Scott's going to get back together with Courtney. I mean, we're going to talk about the tea about Courtney's relationship dilemma.
Exactly. And we saw in last episode that Scott was like in our 40s. We talked about getting back. So hopefully they do.
That time is ticking. It's getting close to there. Hey.
Well, so we also saw that Chloe got her gloves on to paint this masterpiece that she had, mm-hmm. which low-key was actually nice. Like, the finished mm-hmm. product, I was like, wow.
Framed? Once it was framed, I was like, oh, that's nice.
I said, who knew what a frame can do? Like, wow. Low-key, Chloe, I know you're listening, watching. Please send one over here.
Yeah, we'll take one. Totally take one.
Right there.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And,
right in the middle.
And we were talking before we started, like, how we all thought that it was kind of weird that they started talking about art shaming. We think this was more of like a filler. Like, mm-hmm. we all kind of agreed that it was a weird conversation, and it took up the entire show. Like, that is, like, more about art shaming. And compared to last week's show, the first season premiere, it was such great topics and, like, got us all heated. Like, all right, this is going to be a great season. But for one, it's kind of hard to go from that to something, like, just as good. Yeah. But I feel like it just kind of set the tone a little, like, mm-hmm. okay, I need to get back up, like, to where we were for the first episode mm-hmm. for this mm-hmm. season. But I feel like we'll get there. We'll get there.
Art shaming is not a thing.
Like, it's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
Stop trying to make it a thing.
Yeah,
Kardashian.
That's
not going to happen.
You can make a lot of things happen. You can make lip kits happen.
Exactly.
You can make Mario happen. But, like, art shaming is not a thing.
It's it's not real. I'm not feeling it. But yeah. I just love how Chris was so gung-ho about it. She was really like, oh my gosh, you know, my makeup was messed up. I didn't take my sunglasses off because of that. And, oh, just give me a few. She tried to insure the paintings. Mm-hmm. Like, are you serious?
She believed it. She's a diehard art fan.
Diehard. I guess. Right. Whatever. So let's move on to, I guess, which was the big thing of the show was this whole therapy and Courtney still feeling the way she did since last week's episode about not feeling respected and pretty much Kim talking down to her. Kim decided that they need to see another therapist because they hate Courtney's therapist. Mm-hmm. They're just like, this woman is evil, wrong.
I hate Courtney's therapist. I don't even know her. Exactly. I don't even know where she lives, but I don't like her. I don't even know what her Instagram following is, but I'm not following her.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, Kim's kind of predicted it at the beginning of the episode today that she's like, it's either her boyfriend or her therapist that is messing her up these past couple months. And I don't know. I think it's more of the boyfriend situation, not totally the therapist.
Or both.
And I feel like foreshadowing to now what's going on. It's like, how long have they kind of been on the rocks? We don't know, but I think it's been the boy.
You think so? One thing Courtney did say when she was meeting with the therapist that stuck out to me is that she, in the early stages of her and her boyfriend dating, well, now her ex-boyfriend, she would fly over to go see him in Europe and stay there for a week. And she would do that every six weeks.
That's crazy.
And we always said on the show, like, she takes a lot of vacations. You know, she really likes to travel. And it's wow.
But it's for Eunice. And so now I'm curious if she's going to keep traveling. Because, you know, she was so nonstop travel. Yes. We talked about that with one of her polls. Like, does she travel too much? But it was for her boyfriend.
It's her priority.
Yeah, I get it. You want to see your boo thing, you're going to go to him. Mm-hmm. So, and living out of the country, that's a, you know, long distance. People do that, you know, in the United States, across the, you know, states. But across the world, dang. Kudos. I don't know if I can do that.
Exactly.
I do not know if I can do that.
They have apps and devices that keep intimacy alive while you're in distances. Like, you can keep love alive with that cell phone.
I guess, but I was like, ooh, Courtney. One, I was thinking, like, that's a lot of traveling. Two, I was like, oof, this girl got money. Like, I was low-key just counting her pockets. Like, wow. Every 6 weeks? Gosh, I can't even get up the street every 6 weeks. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying to go to Santa Monica. Like, come on. But go ahead. Do you. So, we also saw in therapy that Courtney and Chloe's relationship isn't as close as it used to be. We've always seen in other episodes how close they were. They had their own little spinoff show. Mm-hmm. But now Chloe is feeling that Courtney just isn't giving her the time of the day. I wonder if it's because she's pregnant. Is it because she's always in Cleveland? Like, why do we think they're not even connecting anymore? They're sisters.
I feel it. I've sensed it when Chloe said that and with the therapist that their relationship is changing. I mean, we can see that on the show. Mm-hmm. They used to be inseparable, constant hugs. But yeah, you're right. Chloe's pregnant and she's living in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And then also Courtney is moving or like is traveling just as much. And Kim said it right. It's like when we have we are getting paid for the show. And so it's kind of like they're forced to be together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I wonder, you know, heaven forbid when this show stops, none of us want to think that, but are they going to kind of drift away more? Because they used to have Dash as a store that would bring them together cohesively as a business. But now that Dash is no more and they all have other projects, individual projects that they are holding on so tight for. I feel like this show is what's really keeping them together. That's how I feel. What about y'all?
I feel like they're sisters. Like, they're going, like, you have different transition points in your life where your priorities kind of shift. At the end of the day, you're all going to see each other at Christmas. You know, you may not talk to your sister every day. You may have, you know, months where you're closer to her because, you know, her boyfriend cheats on her, you know, with a model from Italy. But, you know, normal stuff. But, like, you come together at the end of the day because, like, it's family. And I think they're just in a period right now where Courtney's obviously going through something and she's a little on edge. And the sisters see that and they're just not, you know, they're a little taken aback by it. And we can't take space because we're filming a reality show together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just, but I'm living for it.
Yeah, I still I'm still liking the drama because I think it's good that all three of them got together for this therapist. And when people hear therapist and therapy, a lot of people close up. Yeah. But I think it's really good that all three of them came together to do that because originally Courtney said, "No, no, we don't need a therapist. Right. Let's just talk."
Yeah.
But she's the one that felt ganged up on. So that was interesting hearing her say no to having a mediator slash therapist because she was the one that felt like the victim because it was two on one. So
I think that was the defense mechanism. Yeah. And she didn't want to go into therapy because she didn't want to get into what she was really dealing with.
Right.
I'm like, I want to know what that is. And we need a new therapist because that therapist is putting me to sleep. I was not living for her.
I agree.
Like, you guys.
Yeah, I was like, all right.
We need to communicate. I'm like, what did she say?
Yeah.
I'm like, Howard, turn it up. Yeah. I can't hear her.
She's like, is there anything you guys want to say that you haven't already said? I'm like, I could have asked that.
Exactly. You could have just hired us.
I guess I wanted better questions. I wanted a little bit more in the session. And maybe there was some more that we didn't see behind the scenes, but
she's like, what's happening? It's what I hear is that you guys aren't sensitive to each other. I was like, well, I watched the last episode. I could have told you they're not sensitive to each other. Like, that's not groundbreaking.
Right.
Like, Kim told her she's the least interesting to look at, and you're going to tell me that's not sensitive? Like,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Obvious. I just don't know. I wonder if Courtney is low-key playing the victim card a little bit because she's just like, oh, I don't want to be around people who are mean to me, and I don't want to be around people who talk down to me all the time. And it's like, you know, in past episodes and seasons, Courtney was just as sharp with that tongue than Kim was. You know, they go back and forth.
Yep.
So I'm like, now all of a sudden, yes, I get in a new headspace, but let's not forget, for the past maybe 13 seasons, you were sharp with your tongue. Mm. She would cut Kim like nothing.
She even said it. She's like, I'm the one that taught these girls how to fight Savage. It's like, well, you can't just change the game on them and not let them know. Like, you know, the rules of Uno are still the rules of Uno. Exactly. Unless you plan on putting a remix version, you need to update the rest of the players.
Hmm. I don't know. I'm interested.
Oh, Courtney.
Oh, Courtney, Courtney girl.
I used to love Courtney. She was my favorite.
Right.
She used to be my favorite, too. But now Kylie is getting up there.
She's getting up there.
Speaking of Kylie, she just turned 21, as we all know that. Mm-hmm. And we posted a Twitter poll for y'all on Twitter, on Howard the Third's Twitter. And we said, now that Kylie is 21, do you think her club appearance fees will be more than her sister Kim Kardashian? What do y'all think?
Yeah. Her Instagram fees are already higher than Kim's.
Are they?
Yeah. She gets paid like 1 point something, and Kim only gets like 1 mil per post.
Wow.
And Kylie's surpassed Kim on the Instagram followers.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Wait, has she?
No, I don't think she has. She earns more than her, but I don't think she has more followers than Kim.
I'm almost positive. Maybe. Kylie.
I could be wrong.
Okay, Kim is 115 million.
Ooh.
And Kylie. Come on, Kai Kai.
113.
Yeah, see, but she still makes more than Kim.
I thought she already surpassed her.
Wow.
She's a couple million off.
I still think Kim is Queen B. She's not going to get more than Kim. She's Queen B. Like, Kim is the one, you know, one of the OGs. Her and Paris are the ones who were like, let's get paid for appearances, in my opinion. Like, they really brought it to the top.
Yeah.
I think, exactly. I think Kim will still get more. Mm-hmm. She is the older, and she's, you know, she's, let's be real, she's what made the Kardashians the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. Let's, like, not get it twisted. We all know what video I'm talking about. So, Kim is, still Queen Bee.
She's Queen Bee.
But according to y'all, what you guys thought on Twitter, 56% of y'all said Kylie will get more. So it's interesting that, y'all think the baby will be getting more than the Queen Bee, you know, okay.
She is very close, though. I will say that. Even though Kim's Queen Bee, Kylie is right there.
Yeah, I'm curious when Kylie will start doing that, you know, because it's...
I think it'll be soon.
Go to Vegas.
Like, look, Lindsay Lohan was at the top at one point. And now where is she? In Mykonos trying to tape a reality show with her iPhone? Like, come on. Girl, get it together.
I can't wait for that.
Poor Lindsay. I know. I'm going to watch. But poor Lindsay. That's very true. She was that girl, huh? Lindsay was that it girl.
There's always a queen bee, and you got to pass the crown on at some point. I think Kylie's going to surpass her.
You think Kim's going to get in on this? If Kylie were to be like, okay, I'm making all this money, you think Kim would be like, let me be your manager, too.
Yeah, like where's that 10%?
Exactly. I know the business. I know the clubs.
Yeah.
Come, let me take you under my wing.
Mm-hmm.
But I need my 15 also.
Yeah. Kim's a smart businesswoman. I think she'll find a way to capitalize off of Kylie. They'll do a spinoff show together. They'll do something.
Oh, I would live for that.
Yeah. Because I miss Kylie. I can tell we already know, like, Kylie's not going to be on this season. She's obviously still pregnant at this time, which no one knows. But it's like, come on, Kylie. I want Kylie time. I want Kylie time.
She better come back better than ever. But let's get into a little bit of our news and gossip here.
Tea time.
Whoa.
Spill it, Howard.
Let's get into this. So, of course, kicking it off is Kourtney and Eunice. They have broken up. I know most people who don't know or don't keep up with the Kardashians, but they've broken up. Kourtney and her ex-boyfriend of a year have called it quits. No word yet as to
almost
why.
Almost 2 years.
Really? Yeah, 2 years?
Yeah, 2016. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Time is just flying. no word yet as why the couple have broken up. But pictures are out right now of Eunice in Mexico with another woman. And sidebar, this girl here used to date Tyga. So I don't know if Hollywood is just extra small or they just like rotation, but I don't, you know, it's too much for me. But Eunice got on his Instagram live and he said, "They really want me to be the bad guy. F your Hollywood BS. Can't have fun with friends anymore. Daily Mail, where are my 12 other friends? Nice catch." So he says he was out there with a group of friends and he was just playing around with this girl.
I'm glad he spoke up. I'm really glad because a lot of celebrities, they'll see this stuff and just like, oh, whatever, I'm not going to get involved. Let people think what they want to think. But I'm happy he stood up for himself. Good. And it made me believe him, actually. And I know his sister, Kylie's sisters, but Kourtney's sisters, Kim and Khloé, stood up for her.
Yeah. So they stood up and Kim wrote on one of the Shade Room's posts, she said, nice pics from your boys trip. And Khloé wrote, "Alexa, play Heard It All Before by Sunshine Anderson."
That hit me hard.
I know.
Because you know, I love Khloé, so, and I still can't get over the whole Tristan situation. Mm-hmm. So her comment, I was like, oh.
Yeah, she has no room to speak. Like, she needs to mind her own relationship right now. Like, don't throw stones when you live in glass houses, girl. Love you, but we need to dial it back a minute. And back to Yoon's, like, I don't see him cuddling up with his guy friends that close in a little headlock, in a bikini. Like, yeah, that's why we're not talking about your 12 other friends, because you're a little too close to this one. And she happens to be, like, young and pretty. Like, I don't know. I think where there's smoke, there's fire. And I think homeboy's a little bit of flirt.
But I can just tell whenever alcohol's involved, and I can just, you know, based on that pic, alcohol had to have been involved. They're on a boat, for crying out loud. So people get a little more touchy.
He's just playing around, you know? And I'm like, it sucks because there probably was a group of friends.
Yeah.
This was probably a friend, you know?
Cameraman zoomed
technically
in.
Single.
Zoom out.
He was technically single there. Mm-hmm. So, like, even if he was fooling around with another girl, like, you can't. Like, I still think he was, but, I mean, you can't fault him if they were already broken up, even if it was just a day later. He's young. Yeah.
So, Kourtney is known, like, with Scott, to get back and forth with her exes. Do you think Eunice is a potential to they'll get back together, or do y'all think it's done?
I think it's done.
Yeah. I think this was a fun thing, you know. She probably did really love him, had feelings, but she's probably like, okay, I'm done. Yeah.
I'm surprised it lasted this long.
Yeah.
Two years? When they started dating, it's like, oh no, this will be a couple weeks, like let's and then on to the next one. But no, they lasted a while. They were traveling, they were doing the damn thing. And I mean, it all kind of, we remember a couple weeks ago where he commented on her picture saying, this is what you need to get likes, from like a cute little booty pic on the Insta. And you know, it kind of all gone sour from there.
I mean, that could have been a joke, though.
I don't think it was a joke.
I'm like half and half. I'm like, maybe they do have an inside joke, but maybe they don't. I don't really don't know.
I don't know. But I'm Team Scott. I will always love Scott, so. Yep, just get together. You already have kids together, so all you gotta do is put a ring on it.
Yeah,
they'll be
easy.
Fine. Scott's not going anywhere.
Poor Scott. So what else is going on over there, Zach? Didn't you hear about Kendall and her dog?
Yes. So Kendall is adorable, and she has an adorable dog. but her adorable dog bit a little girl when she was out with her boyfriend, Ben Simmons, mm-hmm. who is a cutie. Mm-hmm. But this dog was not a cutie. He bit a little girl. They were eating right next to Kendall and Ben. And he snipped her, and it startled the little girl. But thankfully, she's okay. She survived. You know, but I mean, this teaches you guys not to mess with the Kardashians. Don't look at Kendall the wrong way, because even the dogs will come for you.
That's true.
Thankfully, the little girl is fine.
I mean, she was being sued dog. Over it, and then went to court for it. And I saw photos of Kim sitting next to Kendall in court.
It's a little dramatic.
Her. Right? I mean, people will sue for anything and everything. So, and if it's a Kardashian involved, like...
Exactly.
They just see dollar signs. Yeah, they see dollar signs and they want, you know, to cash in.
Yep, dollar signs. And so, speaking of dollar signs with Kylie, we got to go back to Kylie. Yeah, she just turned 21. And she's actually coming out with a lip vlog.
Ooh.
So, Kylie is putting together a vlog to talk about her lip journey. Which I personally want to see.
Her journey.
What about y'all? Is
her lip journey.
Is this something
oh my
that
God.
Intrigues you guys?
Like, what inspired this Caitlyn's journey? Like, we now have a lip journey.
I know. But it's like, the lips, I swear, it's the lips just made her booming. Like, that's what started her cosmetic line.
Right.
And the lip kits. And so I feel like her fillers... Just kind of, or that is the reason why she started to skyrocket, like with her makeup line.
I don't know if I need a journey though, like a whole vlog dedicated to it. But it's like I kind of do, but I kind of don't.
Yeah,
I'm like in the middle.
You know, like do a people cover story and some IG stories, mm-hmm. and we're good. Like I don't need a whole vlog to follow her lip journey.
I'm curious to see how long it's going to be, and she actually said she's working on it herself.
Yeah.
And so a fan actually tweeted her, "Where's the vlog?" Kylie wrote back saying, "The vlog is a whole mess, and I've been the busiest I've ever been. I'm editing it myself. It's about my whole lip filler journey. I hope it comes out soon." I don't know if she's really editing it herself. I mean,
what
she
is
might.
A lip filler journey? Like, what does that even mean?
I guess the behind
like,
the
how
scenes.
To?
Yeah,
like,
I know. Like, that's an Instagram live right there. That's the whole journey. Like, I don't understand.
Because with fillers, what a lot of people don't know is once you do it, you have to keep doing
Maintain it. Yeah.
It's not something you just do it one time, like boobs. Mm-hmm. I mean, even that, you got to get them, like, retouched up every, you know, 10 years or so.
Yeah.
But you get the fillers, and then if you want them to keep looking the way they are, you have to keep injecting.
I just feel like it's so counterintuitive because it's like... Do you want to see how to not get lips like the lips my lip kits give you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just, like, you should be doing a journey about, like, how to put your lips on without needing fillers with your lip kits.
Mm. I can see that.
Because, I mean, how is getting fillers going to sell her lip kits? I mean,
I'm
I guess
selling, I know.
They're selling. I mean,
she's all right.
Something's
happening. Yeah, but, I mean, I want to see it because I feel like she's one of the main people that brought lip fillers in.
Yeah.
You know,
she
I
sure
feel like
did.
She's like name another celebrity that really skyrocketed with the whole lip fillers. I mean, like we all know a lot of people are getting them. It's the new fad.
Lisa Rinna.
Oh, true.
Janice Dickinson.
True. Yes,
I got some real OGs in there.
Yes.
Those... Kylie doesn't even know what they are.
But Kylie, I guess like with this date, like our generation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now everyone like our age we're trying to do it.
That's true.
And like the whole Instagram models and all of them,
yeah.
like
yeah. cuz at least
they're wanting to
the
do
others
it.
Were more of like a joke. Like we would laugh because their lips were so
right?
big.
Mm-hmm.
Where Kylie's actually set the trend.
Yes. You and I also feel like now that she doesn't have fillers that's going to be a new trend. I personally think that not many more people are going to keep
So what's her journey then? If she doesn't have fillers, like, what are we watching?
Yeah.
Maybe why she got them, maybe.
Yeah. Why she wanted
know,
it,
she, yeah.
and then now it's no more. I mean, it'd be cool to be like, you know, you're naturally, people are just naturally beautiful, you don't need them.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, like, the whole...
Message.
Who knows?
Kardashian's getting poignant on us.
Right?
So, another one moving on. Kim is over here taking the internet by storm again. Mm-hmm. And this time it's not because she's, you know, all the way half naked. Well, just a little bit. This meme of Kim is everywhere. So, the meme that we currently have up is toys when Andy walks into the room and Kim's just laid out. If you've seen Toy Story 3, you know, 1, 2, 3, you'll get it. Mm-hmm. But this is everywhere.
Everywhere.
I love it.
She probably didn't think. She was just trying to model her Yeezys, but it's everywhere now. And it's so funny to me. Oh, my gosh. If you guys get on your Insta and go look at that, because that's blowing up. And then another video that is taking the internet by storm is when she's sitting down on a radio show and she's talking about how North asked her why she's famous. And we have a clip from that. Let's see what's going on.
And I was like, oh, okay. Okay, I'm going to have to explain this. Yeah, and I'm like, we have a TV show. We have a TV show. And she was like, oh, okay. And, you know, that was the first time when she was like, oh.
Do you think North has more money than us? Like, in, like her own.
I think her laugh explained
like real talk. Like,
yes. What a question.
North is good.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's.
The answer is yes. That laugh like said it all.
Oh yeah,
she's got more money, and I mean, and are we shocked that North asked so actually at a young age? Like, why are you? She's five. Yeah. Why are you famous, mommy?
It's like the age you ask a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. That's a natural question. Yeah, and I think her answer wasn't wrong.
But it wasn't the full truth.
I know. Well, that's what you learn on Google when you get older.
When she turns 16, we'll tell her the real reason, but, you know.
She'll find out. Like, I mean, it's time, but who knows?
I mean, I forgot Kim Kardashian had a sex tape at one point.
How could you forget?
Low-key, I did too.
Yeah, because you're watching the Kardashians and you see her on Instagram and you just think, oh, they're like the 500 other Instagram models that just posted a cute selfie and got a million followers.
I don't know. Every time I see Ray J, I think Kim. Can't help it. When I see Ray J, I think Kim. But when I see Kim, I don't necessarily think Ray J.
Me neither.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's just put that out there. Oh, Ray J.
Oh, Ray J.
He's actually coming out with the new beanie line because he's been in the news. Stupid. Ray J's been in the news lately because he's on what show? Love and Hip Hop?
Yeah.
And the camera kept going back. It was a conversation, yes. And the camera kept going back to him. And every time the camera kept going back to him in this one conversation, that his beanie would be on opposite sides of his head changing. And it's like, oh gosh. And so now he's apparently coming out with the beanie line. All right, Ray J, whatever.
Make your money. Time to capitalize is when Kim Kardashian had a sex tape. Like, that's smart capitalization, Ray J. Drop the beanie act. It's not working.
It's like, whatever.
Well, on to the other most famous Kardashian, Kylie, which technically she's a Jenner. She's finally 21. She's finally legal and of age, you guys. She celebrated her 21st birthday on August 10th. And, of course, in Kardashian style, she threw a huge party.
Huge.
And we saw it all over Instagram. All the photos were giving me major FOMO. Mm-hmm. The theme for the party was pink. You know, because that's a theme, and it's also a color. And the birthday girl had two outfit changes, which she slayed. Most of the family was there except for Rob and her brothers Brody and Brandon, because you know they don't like camera time.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like they need to get in with the Kardashians, but you know, to each their own. Her biggest birthday gift was from her baby daddy Travis Scott. He got her a Rolls Royce. For $300,000. I mean, Travis, I'm single. I don't mind if you step out. Like, look, the girls are cool with it. I'm cool with it. Like, let's make it happen. DM me on Instagram. Just plain Zach. Go for it.
Oh, I couldn't believe that.
What a present.
Look at the vintage Rolls Royce. That's crazy.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And correct me if I'm wrong, her birthday last year, wasn't she still with Tyga? Because I want to say Tyga got her a car, too.
Yeah. I wonder if she still has that car.
I wonder if she still has that car. It wasn't like a purple. It was like some like really nice, like...
Like, what do you do when really you break up with somebody and they buy you a car? Like, do you return it? Do you put it in like a box with their old sweater? Like, what do you do with it?
You keep it. I'm sorry.
It's a gift. You don't give back gifts.
That's true.
Like, we're breaking up, but I'm keeping the car.
What you should do is, like, get a bikini and then, like, pose on the car for Instagram with your new man. Like, just total savage.
Fat bitch.
Yeah, okay. That's a nice gift. That's nice.
Really quickly, let's get into our Gram Glam. So what we do with our Gram Glam, if you're new, we like to pick the best Instagram photo that our girls have. They're in no particular order. We just like, oh, what are we feeling? How are we feeling it? So let's get into those real quick. So the first one we have up should be Chloe. And she's saying, oh, her caption was, I wish Drew Hill would have a do another album. And then Tristan wrote back like, oh, baby, I can sing for you. I can do all this for you. You don't need
it. Just need some auto-tune. And exactly. I can sing whatever you need. And I'm like, all right, Tristan. But I'm glad he's, you know, I think it's good that the boyfriends and significant others are commenting on their pictures, you know, nice things like that, because it gives us the public eye like, oh, like, you know, just a little more than what we don't usually see. And so seeing a comment like that means, oh,
well, we've seen a lot of Tristan.
We sure did.
We've seen him do a lot of stuff without Chloe.
Mm-hmm. As that's what he shouldn't be. But yes, but I feel like they're working it out. I really feel like they are doing a lot better, and good for them. They got a new baby. Yeah. So I'm hoping for positive things with them.
Me too. So our second photo here would be Courtney and her outfit for the party, this purple dress that she posted.
Yes. Love it.
Yes,
that's, you know, one in the running. Of course, she looks gorgeous in that.
Yes.
All of it.
Her smile, she is glowing.
Glowing, right.
She's like, I'm single, hey! I know.
Tan and all.
Yes.
So, oh, I'm loving that. That's like the top running for me. And then the other one is Kim rocking some new sunglasses. She's over in the shiny, I'm guessing Yeezy wear, you know, 2015, 20, whatever, you know, with Yeezy. But she looks pretty good.
Gives me Xenon vibes. Xenon 21st century vibes. She's been doing that a lot lately, I feel.
I can see that. Yeah.
Very futuristic.
Yeah.
And she actually wore a pink dress to Kylie's birthday. And oh my God, that's probably one of my favorite outfits ever on her. She looks great. So good.
She did.
So good.
She did. And I think the other one, the last one we have, should be with Kendall. Yep. Kendall and all her friends at Kylie's birthday party. She posted that. Models, Jordan, we got in there, singers. Like, she looks
and
great.
And we're complaining that we need a place to live. Like, come on. You got four other girls right there.
I love Text how they them. Do photo shoots every birthday or event.
I love
and it's
that
always
too.
The same style, just like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love it.
Yes.
Okay. Black always. And white. Yep.
Yeah.
Classy.
So they got a look.
Out of those four, what are we feeling? Who's going to be taking the cake here? I'll do a drum roll.
Ah. Courtney.
Just say it. Courtney?
Courtney.
Courtney.
Come
we
on.
All agree.
She
Courtney
is glowing.
In that purple. Yes. Oh, she looks great.
Real good.
Courtney, you won that one. So really quick, let's get into some predictions about next week's episode.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
I feel that Scott is going to continue milking this season, just milking it in general, and just wants to be a part of every scene he possibly can be in.
I'm here for it, though.
But I want Sophia. Bring Sophia in. Like, because I'm pretty sure they did talk about that. I remember reading some article that
she signed
that
the contract.
She signed that she could be on the show. Ooh. So let's see. So my hope and my prediction is that Sophia will come because I want that. I want to see that. I want to see their relationship in video, on the camera, on the big screen. Because all we kind of see is, like, the Instagram posts here and there. But I need more. I need more.
I agree. I'm with you. We need Sophia. We need more Sophia. Just in my life in general. I think we're really going to see... I think Courtney's going through something, and I don't know if it's necessarily going to be related to her boyfriend, but there's something that's going to continue to be milked and addressed throughout the season.
I agree. I just see Scott losing all his little business deals. Like, he was trying to, on next week's episode, looks like he was trying to do business at dinner, and he probably was drinking, so that never really mixes. So that is going to probably just fall through the cracks. We saw he was sleeping all day. Get it together, Scott, you know?
Yeah.
Do business the right way.
Yeah. You know, he says he changes, and then... same thing happens.
He changes his outfit, and this season he's changed his hair. That's about it.
That's about it. Same old Scott.
Oh, Scott.
Hmm. Well, it's always a fun time here on Kardashians After Show. You know, we always have a good time being shady boots and just giving you all the tea with the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us 5 stars and please rate and comment, you know, do all that great stuff on our YouTube page. We read your comments, so thank you for that. I am one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. And of course, my website, howardthethird.com. Zach, where can we follow you?
Hi, guys. I'm Zach Peter, and you can follow me at Just Plain Zach all over the internet, justplainzach.com. Mark it down. Go follow me.
Thanks for coming on, Zach.
Thank you guys for having me. This was so much fun.
Yeah. I come back.
Love Kardashians anytime.
Right? Yes. We all do. That's why we're here. Mm-hmm. And as y'all know, I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on Instagram at @Rach_Robillard.
Yes. We'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.